Masechet Cholin Perek Het Mishnah Dalin. Mishnah says, Basad behemat tehora, behalav behemat tehora, asur levashel veasur behana'a. The meat of a kosher animal with the milk of a kosher animal as well is forbidden to cook them together. And if they're cooked together, it's forbidden to benefit from them whatsoever. This is the classic deoraita definition of basad behalav. Basad behemat tehora. The case of the meat of a kosher animal with the milk of a non-kosher animal, for example, camel milk. Basad behemat teme'ah. Bahalav behemat tehora. The meat of a non-kosher animal with the milk of a kosher animal. Mutar levashel umutar bahara'ah. You're allowed to, since one of them is non-kosher in both of these cases, you're allowed to cook them together and it's permitted to benefit from them if they were cooked together. Obviously, you're not allowed to eat it. We're talking about something not kosher here. But in terms of cooking or benefiting from, that is allowed. Mishnah continues. Rabbi Akiva omer, haya ve'of enam mina Torah, says Rabbi Akiva, the meat of a wild animal, like a deer, and the meat of a bird are not included in the deoraita prohibition of meat and milk, not bound by the Torah law. And according to the Torah, it's permitted to cook deer or bird meat, like chicken, with milk and then eat them. Shene emar lo tevashel gedi behalev imo shalosh pa'amim. We learn this out from the fact that Torah says you should not eat a goat or cook a goat in its mother's milk. It says it three times. Perat haya ul'of ul'behemat teme'ah. One of the mentions of the goat here is to exclude the meat of a wild animal. The goat is a domesticated animal. The second mention of a goat over here is to exclude a bird, the meat of a bird. And the third mention of a goat is to exclude the meat of a non-kosher animal. All of these are not bound by the Deoraita law, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosei Gilili is going to argue on him. He's going to say that we have a source to include the meat of a wild animal in Basar Behalav. Rabbi Yosei Gilili omed, Ne'emar lo techelu kol nevela. Says Rabbi Yosei Gilili, in one pasuk we have two different prohibitions. On the first part of the pasuk, it says you should not eat a nevela, you should not eat an animal that wasn't slaughtered properly. And the second part of the pasuk, it tells us you're not allowed to cook a goat in its mother's milk. So we have a comparison between both halves of the pasuk over here, talking about number one, the isur of nevela, eating a animal that wasn't slaughtered properly. And the second part of this pasuk, which talks about lo tevashel gedi behalev imo, you're not allowed to eat or cook a goat in its mother's milk, basad behalav. So what's the connection? We say, et she'asur mishum nevela, asur levashel behalav. Whatever meat has the potential to become a nevela also becomes forbidden to cook with milk. So any kosher animal, whether it's domesticated, whether it's a wild animal, they have the ability to become a nevela if they're slaughtered improperly. So therefore, we say, they also would be included in the laws of basar behalav. What would be excluded over here is a non-kosher animal. A non-kosher animal cannot become a nevela. There's no idea of shechita with a non-kosher animal. So a non-kosher animal on a deoraita level, according to the B'yosei Gilili, would not be included in this prohibition. Problem is, we run into with off a bird, is also something that could become a nevela. So the Mishnah says, "Of she'asur mishum nevela, yachol yehi asur levashel behalav." If we say that the isur of meat and milk applies to anything that could be forbidden as a nevela, then a bird, which could be forbidden because of being a nevela, if it was slaughtered improperly, therefore it should also be forbidden on a deoraita level to cook meat and milk. Ah, tamud lomad b'halev imo. So to teach us that basar of the meat of a bird is not included in the isur on a deoraita level of basar behalav, the Torah says, in its mother's milk. So we say yatsa off. This comes to exclude a bird, she'en lo halev imo, which does not have mother's milk. A bird does not have, its mother does not give forth milk. So therefore, even though it could become a nevela, when only something that could become a nevela and its mother has milk, that's something that's included in the isur.